everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 8:11 Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, hey.
Man, it's 8:11.
Yeah, man. Cruising through this morning, buddy. Anyway, thanks so much for hanging out. Appreciate you putting up with the Hunter and I doing what we do, especially me sounding sick, all doped up on drugs.
Yeah, I was nasally a few. I mean, I'm still kind of a little nasally, but yeah, you sound a little rough. I mean, you always sound a little rough. Yeah. You just sound more rough.
Allergies are kicking my ass, man. I swear, like I turned 35, and my body's like, F you, bro. So that's what I'm dealing with, so.
That rock tumbler voice you got going there isn't
even worse. It sounds like someone threw a wrench in there. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Yeah. A 69-year-old guy in Florida came home from a doctor's appointment on Monday and found a random woman skinny dipping in his pool in the middle of the afternoon. Hey, oh, wow. All right. Must be my lucky day.
Is this like Clark Griswold when he looks out the window?
My age isn't the only thing that's going to be 69 and over here. Am I right?
Hey.
It happened in Port Charlotte, just outside Fort Myers. It was around 90 degrees out, so it was hot. Florida 90, that's very humid.
It's very humid.
42-year-old Heather Kennedy was completely naked, hanging out in his pool, cooling off. So he called 911. But when the cops showed up, she still refused to leave. There's a photo of them offering her some clothes to cover up, but she wouldn't get out of the water and told them just to leave her alone so she could keep swimming. Hey, just get out of here. All right, come on now. I'm swimming. Leave me alone. They eventually did get her out of the pool, and she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest. It turns out she lives about 2 miles from where it happened. Now, it's not clear if drugs or alcohol factored in, but she does have a history. I'm guessing yes. She recently got pulled over, and the cops found a bunch of drug paraphernalia and pills.
There we go.
Now, here's the best part. When she got pulled over before, so her history that's catching up with her, she tried to claim that the pills weren't hers. They really belonged to a friend named Crackhead Chris. Crackhead Chris was the name that she gave the cops. No, those aren't mine. You guys know Crackhead Chris, right? These are Crackhead Chris's pills and drug paraphernalia. I wouldn't have it. They belong to Crackhead Chris.
All you druggies out there, you know what? That excuse does not work. The cops have heard it a million times.
I'm looking at. There's no photo of Crackhead Chris, but I was looking at her mugshot. You know, she's like she's gas station hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'd take it. She's exactly the kind of woman that you would expect to be friends with Crackhead Chris. That's what I would say. That's what I'd expect.
We do all these what the Florida stories, you know, stories from Florida. It's almost daily, right?
Yeah.
Florida just seems interesting to me now. Like, dude, you could come home from work. Hey, you just might have a 42-year-old crackhead hanging out in your pool.
No.
That's the thing.
She's not the crackhead. She's friends with the crackhead. You got to make sure you get that right. You got to get that right. She'll get upset if you say she's the crackhead. No. She knows crackhead
pool,
Chris.
Cooling off from the crack. That's why you're in the pool. We know.
All right. Well, hopefully her and crackhead, or maybe crackhead Chris can come and bail her out of jail because she is in jail right now. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.